The Mishnah here in Moed Katan Yilches Amud Beis says that during Chol HaMoed you can write a ksuva, a get, igeres shel reshus, a government document. Rashi explains a government document. Tosfos says Yerushalmi that there are regular letters of shalom. You can write a regular letter of correspondence according to Tosfos. All these things are mutter during Chol HaMoed. So the next Mishnah, which we did not get to today, says that we don't write shtarei chov on Chol HaMoed. We don't write, as Tosfos says, letzorech hamoed. Or Tosfos says if it's letzorech hamoed or to davar aved, you might lose out. It is allowed. But we don't write shtarei chov, documents because you owe people money. In addition, we don't write tefillin, mezuzahs, or correct any writing. There's a Tosefta here, Moed Katan, that says that a person can write accountings of personal finances and expenditures during Chol HaMoed. So these sources leave us with a bit of confusion regarding what you can write in Chol HaMoed and what you can't write in Chol HaMoed. There seems to be a bunch of different approaches amongst the Tanaim. So the rule that's brought by the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim and Siman Tavkuf Mem Hei is that when it comes to ksiva and Chol HaMoed, writing on Chol HaMoed, there's a difference between a maisa uman, a professional writing, which is allowed for a davar aved or tzorche rabim, and a maisa hejo, which is allowed for things that are l'tzorach hamoed. If you need a mezuzah, so you can have a maisa uman, I need a mezuzah, that's needed at this moment, that's a davar aved. If it's something l'tzorach hamoed, you're allowed to write. So what's considered a maisa hejo? What's considered non-professional writing? So certainly, ksav ashuri, which is the ksav, the writing, the font that we use for Stam for Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. That's a Maisa Uman, and we wouldn't expect nobody here to be able to do that or be allowed to do that, unless somebody here is a Sofer I don't know about, but we'd expect nobody to be doing that on Chol HaMoed, and that would not be permissible in any form. This is brought Lahalach and the Shulchan Aruch there in Tavkuf Mem Hei. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Yontif in Perek Zion writes that it's mutter to write a social correspondence during Chol HaMoed, and one may make a reckoning of your budget and costs. Again, a lot of this stuff is done electronically nowadays. Not so many people still are budgeting out their checkbook by hand. But that would be okay. And for a person does not take much care when writing these matters, and it's like a performance of a task of a regular person. You're just writing things out. You're making scribbles, notes in order to keep track of things. Those types of things are allowed. The Magen Mishnah cites the Ramban, who says that a maisa hejot is that any person can do, and therefore performing a maisa hejo on Chol HaMoed doesn't need a shinoi. Any type of writing that you need to do right now, now in Chol HaMoed, would be permissible at the end of the day. And the reason is you can write for financial accounting is because it's a maisa hejo. The person's making a note, signing a check, you know, writing a receipt, whatever it's going to be. You don't really always have to sign the receipt in the store, so if you don't have to sign it, you don't have to sign it. But those types of things are maisa hejo. The Ravid says that writing cheshbonos is allowed because it's davar aved, because it's necessary in order to be able to know how much to spend on yantif. And this is the sheets of the Tshuvas HaRashba as well. The Agos Maimoni on that Rambam cites the Bahag that when writing a personal letters on Chol HaMoed, it has to be done with a shin in order to differentiate from Chol HaMoed from a regular day of the week. That would be a little bit tough. And this is also mentioned by Tosfos here on the next daf. The Beis Yosef cites the Rokeach, who wrote written pledges on Chol HaMoed with a shinoi because it was a davar aved to not have a record. And the Beis Yosef notes that this was unnecessary since you wouldn't need a shinoi for a davar aved anyway. So again, we seem to come out again and again that most writing that you need to do right now would be allowed on Chol HaMoed. The Tosfos on the next daf says that writing in the rounded script of Lashon HaKodesh is not enough of a shinoi, what we call our script nowadays. And the Bach says that the Trumas HaDeshen was machmir to write with a shinoi, even if writing for the Tzorach HaRabim. And the Beis Yosef cites the Trumas HaDeshen and says that there's no need for a shinoi since regular writing is not a maisa uman, as we said before. And the Beis Yosef concludes this very long section by allowing the writing of personal letters on Chol HaMoed without a shinoi. And the Raman, the Darkei Moshe, says that Ashkenazim should be machmer to write with a shinoi on Chol HaMoed. And the Shulchan Aruch, he clarifies that regular writing is only allowed if it's l'tzorach HaRabim and l'tzorach HaMoed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the Raman, regular writing is a maisa uman. And that's the chiddush of the Raman at the end of the day, that regular writing is a maisa uman for Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah says a good way of making a shinoi is to have the lines of the writing slanted or curved. That's a good way. Just make the letters differently. They should write in a different style, different font, and that would be sufficient at the end of the day. The Achronim, including the Machzis HaShekel, the Shuvas Samsofer, and the Choshen Mishpat, and the Stei Chemed, and the Shaar Tzion, say that these halachos apply to Ksav Lo Azi, to even English writing as well. And the Kaf HaChaim is more lenient. But at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to writing with a pen or a pencil on Chol HaMoed for Ashkenazim, we should try to write with a slanty font, curve, something to show that your writing is a little bit different at the end of the day versus regular writing of during the week. What's Tzorchei Rabim? So anything that's needed, you person wants to put up a sign to tell people that mincha is later, whatever it is, there's going to be a shiur. All those types of things are going to be Tzorchei Rabim as well. So that is very practical 20 years ago, but most of what we do writing nowadays is going to be in electronic form, on a phone, a computer, something like that. So what's the din regarding computers and text messages on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Yashuv and Rav Moshe is quoted in the Hilchos Chol HaMoed by Artsrol, Mutter lichtov b'mechonit ksiva l'tzarach HaMoed. You can type normally on a computer, l'tzarach HaMoed. Shein b'zeh nechshav ma'is u'man. It's not a ma'is u'man. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shemir Shabbos is quoted as well, that ksiva, writing on a computer, is not considered a ma'is u'man, and that's not an issue. So even though the Rama was machner in all these cases, because it's a ma'is u'man according to him, according to the poskim, typing on a computer is not a ma'is u'man, or texting as well. Ravaj Yosef in the Abi Omer Chay Lechess, and Rechaim Simen Memches, and Mechazan Ravaj and Yantif, and he says, Mutter lichtov b'chol ha'moed, chidushei Torah b'mechonat ksiva. You can type out your chidushei Torah on a computer. Mishum dolo chashivik ha'mais uman, sana ma'is uman. And he says, Yish lahakal gam legabe ksiva yedei machashev elektroni b'chol ha'moed, shim ikar ha'ksiva mutaris kagon chidushei Torah, igaris shlomim. All type of writing, there's no reason for a shinoi when it comes to electronic writing in Chol HaMoed. Vavazr and Chelek Vav and the Shevet Levi Simon Lam and Zion in Chol HaMoed. Ula Yesh L'Tzadei Ktsas B'Ksiva Kanal Kevin De Yisod Melechas Chol HaMoed Hu Tirchas HaMelecha Kedua Lo Klal Melechas Machsheves. He says Chol HaMoed is not a din in Melechas Machsheves, in thoughtful Melecha, it's a din in Tircha. And therefore, there's no Tircha in writing, says Vavazr, when it comes to typing on a computer, and therefore be mutter as well. Who says it's usher to use a computer? So the Or Letzion, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, says it has the same laws as well. You shouldn't use a computer on a Chol HaMoed. And they quote Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. I don't know how much of a computer he saw by 1995. It must have been like a typewriter or something. I'm not sure. But it's hard to say that he'd be machmer nowadays as well. That touches upon the issue of also making pictures on Chol HaMoed. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said it was usher to take pictures on Chol HaMoed. The Chazon Ish also said it was usher to take pictures on Chol HaMoed. However, Rav Moshe is quoted in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Mutter l'tzalem b'Chol HaMoed afilu matzleima shatzmuna mitpatechet miyad, Polaroid camera, alav shalom, dein ze nechshav ksiva b'nogei l'Chol HaMoed. So Rav Moshe allowed taking a Polaroid photo because it's not really ksiva. Now, Kal v'chomer, our taking a photo nowadays is all digital. It's not even making film. It's no different than, you know, certainly writing on the computer. And Ravaji Yosef and the Chazon Ravaji allowed taking pictures as well, as did the Or Letzion and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Shulchan Shlomo. He says, Krovim o chaverim shinifkashim b'chol HaMoed, relatives, friends who get together in Chol HaMoed, mutter litzdalem, if they're not going to get together, the family's going to get a Chol HaMoed. The family's not getting together on a random Tuesday. If you're going to have everybody there, you want to have a picture. So take a picture, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. You're on a trip and you want to take a picture of the trip. And Rav Yashuv said the same thing as well. Kal v'chomer, nowadays, when the recording, the writing is totally digital and it's not even making film that's going to be processed later on, although certainly be permissible. And the same discussion regarding recording music. The Yalkut Yosef says, Mutter lahaklit ne'umim o shirim, you can record speeches or songs during Chol HaMoed by a tape recorder. And Rav Moshe in Hilchos Chol HaMoed says, Mutter lahaklit al seret, to record on a tape, b'Chol HaMoed, she'enu nechshav ksiva, it's not a ksiva in this type of form. It's true by Shabbos, we do consider it a ksiva derabanan, but even more so a digital recording, which is just ones and zeros, we could be mutter as well when it comes to Chol HaMoed, along with the writing on a computer. Okay.